Steve and Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from beautiful, sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the real cost of not educating yourself, not just with real estate, but anything. We got a bunch of funny, good examples ready.
This is going to be good.
How costly is it to not teach yourself to drive? Or to teach yourself to drive, get in a car, get on the expressway, and get in an accident. How much does that cost to not educate yourself?
Every job has training.
You know what's
funny? Every single job. I'm just thinking we have a new employee that just started last week. And it was a pretty good long week training, you know, for one entity, not even the whole big thing.
We also have a list of things that, for whatever reason, education is not associated with. And how awful they turn out, like raising children.
Wait, say that again? What did you say? You have a working example of what?
We have lots of examples of, you know, you don't get any education about what raising children. You just use your own experience doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
It often turns disastrous.
Repeating the same mistakes. I'm not going to do that. And guess what? You just did it. Yep.
Before we get into that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Jeff asks, hello, all. I have listened to many podcasts, in parentheses. Yes, I was the one that Jack and Jill had fun with. My name, Jeff Yu. Okay.
Remember that? Jeff Yu.
Jeff Yu.
Oh, the kids woke up.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. You know what? I forgot about that.
Me too.
Was so darn funny that day. You know what I got to say about that? Well, Jeff Yu. You just started it again, Jeff. Now we're going to walk around the house doing that to each other. Our kids are, every time this happens to our kids, are like, oh no, here they go again. Don't make eye contact.
Yeah. Don't encourage them.
Exactly. I have noticed, okay, back to the real question. I have noticed that a lot of people that have been in the land business for some time end up either moving into a totally different direction in real estate, or they keep the land business going and dabble in other areas of real estate.
Yep.
This is really, really, really,
just like
really
us.
Good. Example, I know Jack and Jill are now also getting into houses. Yes, they are still going strong with land. The other land investors get into apartments or house rentals, etc. My question is why?
Oh, I'm so qualified to answer this. Go ahead, Joe.
I have thought about this and come up with a few possible reasons, such as they want to do less buying and selling to make the same amount of money. Partially. Maybe it's about diversification. They feel that maybe land sales will slow down in the future, and if they own other types of property, that will allow them to diversify.
That's part of it.
What are your thoughts?
Here's the real answer, and it's short. They, like us, long ago, understand and embrace the power of sending offers to owners, unsolicited, blind offers to owners, with a value in it and a time frame, and the value is less than what you can immediately resell it for. That's why. So put yourself in my position, or anybody, any of our successful members' position. You didn't know it was going to work. You didn't know it was going to work. You didn't know it was going to work. You finally got that first mailer out, and it worked. You bought one or two properties and resold them, and you doubled your money. Maybe it was a $500 property, and you sold it for $1,500, and that got the wheels turning. So you bought $8,000 property and sold it for $15,000, or maybe $25,000 property and sold it for $75,000. These are all real examples, recent ones from members that tell us what goes on. Then you get to thinking, well, I can mechanize that. I can get my wife to answer the phone, great. That's running in the background. And you've gotten it to a point where maybe you're making $20,000 a month, maybe $30,000. And then you sit and think, well, wait a second. If this worked with this, how about houses? Mm-hmm. What if I make $10,000 to $15,000 bucks wholesaling houses? How many housing markets are there? And then you lose a whole weekend because you're on the internet searching how many housing markets there are. MSAs, there's 377, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so you decide to send a mailer out just to see. Spend $1,500 bucks on a mailer and send out 3,000 offers. And what? You buy a house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that works.
There's apartment buildings. There's mobile home parks. and on and on and on. So, I mean, I hope I'm painting an accurate picture of this is exactly what happens with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the Land Academy show, so we don't talk about it too much. We are starting the House Academy show here in a couple months. We are absolutely killing it buying and selling houses. Mm-hmm. We're making $10,000 to $15,000 a house. Mm-hmm. And it's like water. I mean, the investor makes a bunch and mm-hmm. their boots on the ground make some. But yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is a logical extension. It's not that people are abandoning land and that it didn't treat them right or it didn't work. It's just that there's other places to make money sending blind offers out. We have members who are contractors who use this concept to get people who need new roofs. Mm-hmm. They send out blind letters saying, based on the statistics I know about your house, we can replace your roof for X, and it works. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not about, I don't think it's about worry or diversification. I think that so many people in our community, we are all some form of self-starters. We're not complacent people. You wouldn't be here. You know what I mean? There may be out there, but I don't generally find people in our community or our world that are happy. Well, I've got $10,000 a month coming in. I'm just going to sit back and coast and do nothing. Now I'm going to paint my nails. I'm going to work on the yard. I'm going to plant those flowers I always wanted to do.
I can buy better vodka now.
Right? Nope. That's not what they're doing. They're like, well, if I can do 10, I can do 20. If I can do 20, I can do 40. If I can do 40, I can do 80. And now they're going, wow, maybe this works for other things. Oops, it does.
Like Jill runs said. A whole crew in an office building of people. They run all of the academy companies, and they handle the call and transaction processing for the deals that we do. I do other stuff, and she runs it on this one concept. We always have to get better. Not tons better, but it always has to go up.
The Toyota way.
Yeah. And that works great. Mm-hmm. Our revenue has to go up every month. It doesn't have to double itself. But 1 or 2 or 3%, and the systems have to get better. No matter, it's just never satisfied. I mean, it doesn't work in a marriage, but
oh baby, oh boy, I think we can each get better just a little bit every single day.
Which is hard if you're getting older.
No, I'll show you the way.
Do you have some ideas?
I do.
Do share. Do share about how our marriage could be
better. Oh, well, let's start with... It's okay.
No, let's hear it. I can hear see the wheels turning.
Well, I've never liked that shirt.
You know what? So, I don't actually like this shirt either. I don't know why it's still sitting.
How did that make the cut?
I don't know. I'll throw this away today.
Okay. See? And it just got better. What can I do?
Are you kidding me? That's the biggest trap there ever was.
Come on.
You think I'm going to answer that?
Oh, come on, Brian.
No, I'm interested in having... I choose life.
Oh, you chicken. You can give me one.
I'll try to think of it by the end of the show.
All right. Jeez.
Do we even start the topic yet?
No.
Today's topic.
I hope. Hey, you know what? Jeff, you. For bringing us that question. That was so good.
Today's topic, the real cost of not educating yourself. This is a Me This Show.
You know, the sad reality is this is actually, this show, we could not be more real on the show. This is how you and I walk around every single day. If you should ever see us on our bikes on the Strand, you will see us cracking up at something ridiculous.
Yeah, it's true.
So that is truly how we roll.
You know what could be better in our marriage? Here's what.
Bring it.
It's all food related for men.
Oh.
So, and it's not junk food. I don't want to eat cake for dinner. You know that. I like to eat real healthy, but I'll tell you what. It's just because of our lives and how busy we are. I wish we could automate that somehow and outsource it so that good, healthy stuff that meets what you and I eat, if we could have it ready when we get home.
You know, I tried that.
I know.
And I had a chef.
I know.
And here was the problem. She started dressing differently to deliver food to you.
I know.
And she got sluttier and sluttier. So we can't go that path. I thought I was doing a good thing. I got a personal chef. I would kind of put in our orders, and I realized she was delivering the food when I was not there.
Mom, what's sluttier? That's what people are saying right now. And so, what did she say, slutty?
And all I know is her attire was changing based on you telling me that what was going on.
It was ridiculous,
and
actually.
So I had to fire the personal chef. So good idea, but that didn't work. Maybe I need to find a guy or something.
We can't quit there, you know. That's what
true.
We tell our members.
It's
so
true.
It's great. The first deal didn't work. That's okay. Try
That's
another.
True. I got distracted. So I'll try to do that again. So you want me to find someone to make that
No, see,
easier.
I don't want to give you something else to do.
Oh.
I'm just saying. No, the answer is no. I really, and I mean that.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't want to sign any more stuff.
Thank you.
But it would be good if we could automate it, if there was some kind of non-processed health food that you know.
I think the whole planet is looking for that.
Yeah, I do too.
So.
There's a good business idea.
That's true. Not us.
Yeah, that's not. We're not going to get into the food processing business either.
Oh, gosh, thank you.
The real cost of not educating yourself? Really, just think about that for a second. I mean, how much does it really cost? Let's just use land, and then we'll talk about some other funny stuff. You have a couple choices. You can educate yourself, not with us, just somewhere. Even if you use Land Academy, the land investors, the online community, and nothing else, which is all free.
It's true.
To go on there and ask like 100 questions. Should I do this? Should I do this? Does this county work? Does this county work?
Right.
I mean, on and on and on. Where do you get a mailer? How do you do it? How much is it going to cost? How much time does it take? All that stuff. If you spend an hour, maybe 2 hours, bare minimum, in a community like that or on Facebook or wherever you do it, and just get the lay of the land, you are going to save yourself massive amounts of time and money almost immediately.
You're right.
You know, I always come back to the medical doctor example. You go to school, and then you do an internship, and the internship's almost as long as school because you're walking around, following around somebody who knows how to do it and who has a lot of experience, and they're teaching you. Yeah, this is what, how many times have you heard this? Now that you're out of school, I'm going to undo everything that they taught you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you really how
this
it is.
This is really how it goes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what you want.
You got the foundation.
Exactly. So.
Now you need the working model.
Doing something without educating yourself, at least just a little bit, is nothing short of just being headstrong.
Right.
It's silly.
Exactly.
So back to the car example, you know, you've turned 16, you have had no education in any way about driving a car except watching your parents do it for 15 years, and you get in the car and you're going to get in an accident.
Yeah.
Period. That's just what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Because you don't have the saddle time. Riding a horse, I just said it, saddle time. You're going to kill yourself on a horse if you don't get educated first and have somebody help you.
It's true. Literally.
So why is it that many people buy a house with no education at all and expect to make money and flip it?
That's a good point.
What is it about this? They watch HGTV, which is all fiction, by the way.
Exactly. You're not really seeing what's going on. You're seeing the highlights.
Right.
You're seeing how pretty it looked before and after.
Right.
You know, that's it.
Yeah, really, it's just a decorator show.
Yeah. Like, oh.
It's a whiny decorator
reality
show.
I want a sink like that, not what's involved in a sink like that.
Right.
And am I set up for that? How much does it cost? How do you install it? Who installs it? How long does it take?
So here's the real tragic cost in the real estate example. You buy a house. You go on the MLS. You buy a house. Your sister-in-law is a broker. She buys it for you. You go get a loan, and you know, I wrote a whole blog on this, and everybody makes money except you. And at the end of it, because you want to rent it out or renovate it,
right.
You're standing there with the keys in your hand. You've spent God knows how much money and time. Mm-hmm. Everybody's taking a little piece, and it's time to rent it, and you go to rent it out. You rent it to the wrong person, of course, because you're brand new.
Right.
Because you never sought out any advice.
Right.
And they don't pay you.
Right.
So what was going to happen to almost all of us, me included, in that situation? You're going to say, you know what? Real estate sucks.
Exactly.
I'm going to go back to my job, or I'm going to start a convenience store. I'm going to do something. It's too hard.
Right.
That is tragic.
It is.
Because real estate is fantastic. It's the greatest business there ever was, at least for us anyway. And you just have to do it right. Got to get educated a little bit. I put you to sleep, didn't I?
I like this. I'm just kind of sitting here listening. commenting now and then. You have a lot to say. I'm just letting you go. It's perfect.
It just gets frustrating when, you know, and I'm not trying to hack anything. I'm really not. I don't care where you get educated, but please get educated.
Do you think everybody knows this?
No, I think no one knows it.
What?
You know why? Because why? I'm on Bigger Pockets every day.
Wait, oh, you're right.
And everybody just thinks, everybody's like,
eh. They're going to be a natural. Or they think it's not that hard. If that guy can do it.
Yeah. And it isn't that hard if you get the right education.
Yeah. But you know what? It's two parts, though, too. Number one, you have to have you really have to get educated. And B, you have to have the right mindset. If you don't have the, I will die trying, I'm going to make this happen mindset. You know I can get this down. I know I can do this. And, you know, you even with the right education doesn't mean it's fail-proof.
Right. And so when I say education, I don't mean this is how you use data. I don't mean that. This is what I mean. And I mean that's part of it. Mm-hmm. But you just nailed it. So with the education that I mean is preparing yourself. Part of it's taking the mystery out of it or the risk. And so the first thing that I would say to somebody who's ready to start in real estate, or they're ready to buy a company, or they're ready to do a startup, or start an online Amazon, anything, the first thing I would say is all the stuff that you think is important, like buying the right house, choosing the right product, is not. Mm-hmm. What's important is you're going to have to roll with the punches. It's all, and it's for this, like this for every single company,
right?
Whether it's real estate or not. Prepare yourself for being beaten down to your knees by customers and employees and suppliers and whatever else. And once you get past the fact that, all right, this is not going to be like having a job.
Right.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And you got to put your thick skin suit on.
Yep.
And once you get, and once you're prepared for that and you see it coming before it actually is there.
Right.
Then you're going to kill it.
Exactly.
So that's part of the education process. Flipping the house and learning data and stuff, that's not that hard. Or the land, I mean.
Right.
I mean, what would your advice be to some, like a 24-year-old kid who's like ready to, wants
kill
to do
it?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say watch somebody for a while. I do this too. Like don't get all excited and jump in. Don't just jump in the deep end, you know, watch somebody for a while, be, you know, even follow him around, be on his site, watch, find, you know what, there's nothing more flattering than someone coming to you and saying, can I follow you around for a couple of weeks? And by the way, I'll do anything you want. You know what I mean? I'll work for you for free because I really want to learn what you're doing. Nothing cooler than that.
Yeah.
So if I was on a job site and I was flipping something, I had someone that walked up to me and said, I really want to learn this. Can I just fall in your shadow and everything, I would do that for some kid like this. I would start there and be a sponge,
mm-hmm,
and learn.
Like an intern.
Uh-huh. All that I can. I would be there, be first to arrive, last to leave, you know, follow everything, yeah, you know. Then I would still say too, let's do this right. Don't jump in crazy. Don't go, you know, save up money and do it right. You know, I want to set people up to succeed. So if they're going to do it themselves, they got to build a team. Maybe they could work with this person.
Right.
Are we talking about like a house? Say you want to be a house flipper, I guess.
Or
that's
I mean,
point.
That's what comes to brand new people's heads. That's what comes.
That's what they think they want to do.
For whatever reason. Well, it's not for whatever reason. It's because they watch their parents do it and
right,
make some money.
Right. And they're watching these shows and they think everybody,
yeah,
they think it's. Some
I mean, the fact is,
artificially think it's so easy, and it's not.
If you take 10 people from different walks of life, 10 American people of all different walks of life who are into HGTV, and you sat them down in a room and said, what do you think it takes to be successful at this? I mean, they would get wildly different answers,
mm-hmm,
and none of them would get it right. The right answer is this. You have to understand data. You have to understand what it's like to own a business, how money works, how to calculate ROI. It's all money and Excel and good people skills.
Mm-hmm. There, oh, thank you. I wanted to get that in there.
Almost nothing to do with the actual piece of real estate, which is, by the way, exactly what they focus on these shows.
That's very
the real
true.
Estate itself and not anything else.
Exactly.
Real estate's completely insignificant.
Yeah, because once you understand, like, I got to flip it this fast, now I got to find the right, you know, lender, whatever it is, this is our timeline, and we got to get these rates, and we got to do it this fast, and the right contractor,
right.
You got to understand that stuff, and have the people skills to push it forward and make it happen.
With land, it's even easier than that, because you're not going to change anything on the land, and nobody expects you to. You just
right.
need to make sure that there's a way to get there. It has reasonable access, and make sure it's a good piece of property and you're buying it real cheap. Mm-hmm. And then sell it, get into the right environments online. And they're already pre-made for you, like Land and Farm and Landpin, mm-hmm. and Landwatch, to sell it. So land is like, it doesn't take long to learn.
That's it.
There's a show coming up. I'm not sure how soon it is, but it's about, you know, how to, the mistakes that you're supposed to make and what, you know, what really, really matters. Mm-hmm. And so we'll cover it there in great detail.
Yep.
Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss the path of professional real estate acquisition. So you've gone started down the path. How do you go pro?
Love it. And we answer your questions posted on our free online community found off of landacademy.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That was long. I didn't think we had that much to say about it.
I had to take a drink of water or something.
Or something. I love it. I love Jeff Yu. That's so good. I
Me
forgot
too.
About that. That was so darn funny. That was good.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Mm-hmm. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.